Hello.
Hey, Daniel. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash and the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Wednesday?
Oh, rained out today.
Oh, man. Another day in paradise, though, right? You're in Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not
I've been to Hawaii once. I loved it, man. It was amazing. Yeah. The reason I'm calling you is there is a new program in your area called Google Guarantee. Have you heard of it before?
I think I have. I'm not sure exactly what it's about, but I think I saw something about it not too long ago from Google.
Right. So what it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. All right. Now, the kicker on it, Daniel, and this is really why it's so popular, we literally have 100% retention rate since we started it. If you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead automatically. Does that make sense, how that works?
Yes and no, because once you're on Google, you're on Google, period.
Okay.
But if you're – the thing about it is I'm well versed with the reason that Home Advisor and Angie's leads and everything have gotten – are just falling down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've watched the rise up and I've watched the fall up. They're falling. And I know why.
Right. Service Magic, the Home Advisor, the Angie Leads. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
That's just, yeah. One's looking for quantity, the other's looking for quality. And that's the thing, that their shares are going down. And I know why it's happening. Because they're search engines. And the greatest search engine we have today is Google.
100%.
And if we're all on Google, which we are, then why pay for the lead?
Right. So the major difference between Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, right, with Google Guarantee, is on those programs, they send the lead to multiple companies, and you're charged regardless, like as soon as you accept the lead, right? So the main difference is on Google Guarantee, is the leads calling you directly, right? And so every company that shows in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google Bots. So they're automatically picking up if it's an unqualified or a qualified lead, so you don't have to spend your day doing, like, lead disputes, right? Like, it's done automatically for you.
Well, see, I got into it with Home Advisor before.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lead thing, they promised the same exact thing as you just said. And what happened was a lot of my rivals and things like that would bump my leads up to non-existent leads that I still had to pay for.
Right.
I didn't like that loophole. That's a loophole. I didn't like that. And I'll never deal with Angie again. They keep calling me. They're trying to get me to still get on there after I've been gone for 2 years. And I'm just like, hell no.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for no leads anymore. I got sucked out of that for a while.
Okay.
Me off so much. But Google, you know, if you're on Google, then, you know, you're from Local Splash or you're just calling through Local Splash?
No, I'm from Local Splash. Yeah, I'm just in the Google Guarantee Department, though.
Oh, I see. I mean, it's, to me, it sounds good, but I'm done paying all these. I'm paying too much already. I need better returns.
Look, what I'm going to do, all right, because I understand completely you had a bad experience with Angie's, you're kind of skeptical about doing a different lead program. This one, it is, like, the best on the market, but I'd like you to see that for yourself. So what I'm going to do, I just emailed you over an email titled Google Guarantee. So it has just, like, everything in writing, and I'm gonna reply to that email with your vertical, the cost per lead, which is at $18.67 per lead, what the minimum budget is, and also the all the subcategories for that vertical.
Man, that's the same thing as HomeAdvisor used to do. Same thing. Yeah.
So they're both lead programs. That's the only similar thing, right? But like I mentioned, with Google Guarantee, you don't share the lead. Like, they're picking you and calling you directly, and you have to either set an appointment or there has to be a price inquiry for you to be charged.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I have another outfit. We do it the opposite. Okay? They open the floodgates. I pay a percentage of what I get, which is very high. Very high.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth it to me. Yeah, it's worth it to me. See, they don't bill me and tell me to pay for the lead up front.
Mm-hmm.
Even a credit card company knows that they got to pay you first before you're going to pay that penalty. They're not stupid. And I think a lot of these people are making long decisions. You know, a lot of these contractors are making long decisions, paying $50,000 to $100,000 a year, and the returns aren't that. And the reason being is because we're paying for leads that doesn't exist. We're going on an assumption that $500 a month is going to pound us out for the month in return. And we're wrong. Everybody's wrong. Okay? Not that it's not worth it. What's worth it to me is what I'm getting already from somebody else. Okay? They're just opening the floodgates and I'm ecstatic. And what I pay out, I'm giving them quite a bit of money, but it's a great partnership.
Well, I didn't even know there was a lead program out there like that currently, where you
there
pay for after
program.
You get the job. Oh.
There isn't. It's somebody that, I got something worked out with that's way up high.
Okay, okay.
They have opened the floodgates. And let me tell you something. I am more than willing to. I mean, I pumped out $4,800 one month. But
wow.
That was not even 1% of what I got back out of return.
Mm-hmm.
So they're happy. They're happier than hell, and I'm happier than hell. I don't know why anybody doesn't do that. But you expect me to go on a provisional condition that you guys are going to pump them towards me for so much.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just open the floodgate and let me pay the percentages for what I get when it goes through?
No, I've talked to other clients about that. Like, I have 100% retention rate on the Google Guarantee program. But if I was to make a lead program, right, I mean, that's how I would like it to be, where you pay a percentage on the job. But currently, there just isn't – well, I guess you found something, right? But there's no lead program out there like that. Like, with Google Guarantee, the best part
– look, you see, there's a third party. That's the problem. You guys are a third party sticking in trying to get it through. Okay, the problem is I don't want to pay $500 on the assumption that I'm going to get. What am I going to get for it? What kind of leads am I going to get? How do I know I'm going to make $50,000 this month?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Right.
Okay,
I get exactly what you're saying.
Right. See, now when I look at my principal earnings,
mm-hmm.
versus my expenditures for my business and stuff like that. You know, I also do asphalt. And with my asphalt situation, it's only in millions of dollars. We don't do anything less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what I've enabled myself to do is to have a large profit margin. Okay? By using equipment that doesn't cost as much as others. I can run my whole machine for 1 year, including maintenance, which is usually $50,000 or so a year, and extra parts, accessories, whatever like that. It's just a hair under $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also make $10 million out of 42 lane miles.
Right.
Which is not much. That's half of that. Because the roads used to two on each, 1 lane mile on each side of the roadway. So, you have to kind of look at that, but then here's the other catch. The catch is all the expenditures that start to build up for different reasons, okay? The unseen. Like in construction, we always have an unseen. When I go to build somebody's house for them, there's always something that the contractor and the owner is not going to see that's going to have to be paid for. So it's something.
Right.
Maybe even a change order involved in that too. That's another upgrade. So just things like that. So if I'm paying for leads, what am I paying for and why?
You're basically paying for either a set appointment or a price inquiry only, right? So the goal is for these to be appointments for you. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a job, right? But you know with Google Guarantee, like, you're speaking to the person and you're either setting an appointment or there's a price inquiry for you to be charged, right?
Which okay, so if I only take 2 out of 8 leads in 1 month, where am I kidding for $500? You know what I mean?
It's not 500 either. So the minimum budget.
I know, it's whatever my budget is.
Yeah,
I know,
exactly.
I know how this works.
Yeah, right.
So if I'm out 10 grand and I only make 14,000 that month, then where is that benefiting me?
Yeah,
versus this, I'm getting 8 to 10 guys a month, okay? And each one is nothing less than 16,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the math.
Yeah, I always need a calculator for that type of stuff. Yeah, I work in the Google Guarantee department.
The guy that gives me the lead also has to use a calculator to calculate what he's getting in his pocket. See, that's the whole thing. This is where this goes wrong with the lead departments because they want you to upfront pay for leads. Mm-hmm. Why don't you upfront give me stuff so you can pay for it? And then I'll pay for it. That's where we're going with this. As much as I hate to say this, mm-hmm. and I love Local Splash, I do. Tina's been my girl for I don't know how long. You know, or Amy, I'm excuse me. But, no, it's Tina, yeah? Tina.
Yeah, Tina,
but
you
anyway,
spoke to you last time.
Yeah, Tina, yeah, that's my girl. So anyway.
Yeah, Tina's awesome. For sure.
Yeah, she is. And I hate to say this, but I have gotten to the bottom of this, and I'm telling you that it's not a great outcome for people that are trying to offer leads because we don't really want leads offered. We want floodgates open so that we will have to pay the percentages that come out of what we make. That I have no problem with. I got no problem with that. If I'm pumping 50 to 100 grand a month, I'm not generally doing that. I'm just throwing out a sake of argument.
Right.
You know, and you wanted $5,000 for that, you know, for all those leads, I'd be like, oh, of course. Here, take 8. You know what I mean? Shit. But
yeah.
If you're going to ask me for $1,000 up front because you're going to pump me up with leads in the beginning and I haven't seen nothing, why should I? And you want to work on budget. So in other words, you want, here's the other part I don't like. This is what Ed Leeds and all them do too. Is they regulate how much they're going to give you dependent upon what you use as a budget. See, the other guy, he just opens the floodgates. What comes my way, and it's quite a bit.
Right. So
high
the
percentages
base
in both people's pockets.
Go ahead.
There's both percentages in my bank account, in my wallet, and his too. That's where things are different. And
right.
I am spoiled behind all of this because it's just, you know, yeah, I'm spoiled today. I'm sorry. I mean, pay for leads that I have no idea that are coming in. I might as well be reading a crystal ball.
Right. Well, okay, so the base program you're on is for like a presence, right? You're on the first page of Google.
Program.
You have
it's
an unlimited.
No,
ahead,
it's a
sir.
Single individual, and it's got nothing to do with no programs. Nothing.
Right.
I found an investor that's willing to invest, but he's a computer programmer, and he knows computers, like, he used to be a computer programmer for Google, so he's hooked up with them.
Really?
Majorly. Yeah, well, okay. Anybody that makes $3 million a year sitting at a laptop all day in his own home, yeah, for Google, that's huge nuts. So
yeah,
that's how I did
great.
That because he has that search engine ability. He has that connection. So that's what I did with that. But I can only do so much with him also because he's got his other things that he needs to do too. So that's why I use Local Splash. And I like you guys. I do. You know, I've been with you guys for several years. And gosh, you guys deliver greatly. I like it, you know. But
yeah.
The lead thing, it just pisses me off that I got to pay up front for something I have no idea what's coming in.
Right.
Unless
right.
My budget is greater than my abilities are that much.
No, you don't go over it. So to explain it to you, okay, for your vertical, the cost per lead is $18.67 per lead. Google requires a minimum budget guaranteeing you up to 13 leads, okay? That budget's at $244. So if you went with a minimum budget, right, and you got 13 qualified leads, it would stop there, right? In the following month, you're charged $244 to replenish your lead budget. Okay.
Well, this is how I look at a lead. What qualifies a lead to me?
Mm-hmm.
For you, that's policy and procedure. For me, it means contract. And if I don't have a contract with that lead, it's not a healthy lead as far as I'm concerned. It's got nothing to do with me if I'm not contracted into it.
I get what you're saying 100%. Yeah, but you got to understand, though, on the Google Guaranteed section, it's a bot, right, that's recording the call.
Hey, I didn't know you were there. Yes. Sorry, I was thinking about this. Go ahead, what was that?
Oh, no problem, no problem. So what I was saying, though, is the bots, right, automatically record the call. So they're just picking up certain keywords, right? Like if an appointment set or a price inquiry, you're charged for the lead. But on the flip side of that, if, like, you don't speak to the person or, you know, it's out of your service radius, a service you don't provide, or it's like a solicitation call, right? Those are all deemed as unqualified leads you're not automatically charged for. So what I'm getting at is I understand, like, to you, a lead's like you making a contract, and that makes perfect sense, right? But the bot can only hear, right, you setting the appointment. It doesn't... Once you're on site with that client, Google has no like power over hearing the lead call to determine if it's qualified or unqualified. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't
so
like
that's
the
just
kind of
how Google. Yeah, I hear you.
I don't like
regulations either.
My success.
For sure. I get it completely. You know. But I like to tell you exactly how it is. You know, not like tell you what you want to hear, but what it is, right? So what I did, though, is I emailed you, okay, the full Google Guarantee program, and I sent you in writing your cost per lead and what the minimum budget is. Now, keep in mind that minimum budget, that guarantees you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like, I got a guy in New York doing 200 leads a month, okay? So 13 is just the minimum, and whatever you don't use rolls over to the next month. Just a heads up, okay? But just check it out, you know, and see how you like it. If you have any questions, okay, I'm going to send you a text with my direct line and extension. You can text, email, or call me, okay?
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, make sure you put your name down and everything like that so it's easier for me to just look it up. And...
Yeah, for sure. My name's on the email and it'll be on the text too, okay?
Okay, yeah, appreciate it.
I'll tell Tina hi for you too, okay?
Yeah, no, she's awesome. She just jumped
awesome
a friend of mine
sure
too.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, she was at she was at my wedding and everything. She's amazing, man. I love Tina too.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, no, she's
rad.
She's just awesome. She because I called her up. I was talking to her about my stuff, but I had this other girl that's got some serious credentials. That's very nice and does cleaning and. Usually, Locust Flats didn't get into the commercial cleaning industries too much.
Mm-hmm.
So Tina worked something out and got that joy for her. That's an interesting concept. So anyway, yeah, she made it work.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
That's a good thing.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you being a client, Daniel. If you ever have any questions related to Google Guarantee or anything at all, feel free to text, email, or call me. Okay?
Yeah, I will. No, I'll look it over. And I'll be reading back later on.
All right. Sounds good, sir. Pleasure speaking
it
with you. Have a great rest of your day. Mahalo.
You too. Mahalo.
All right.
You got it right. All right.
Bye.
Aloha.